Testing.
Now, the comb was still in the office before. The old ones. You going to pick up the old ones?
Yeah.
Huh?
Which one?
He's
still in the office.
Oh, they got that. I need that. Yeah, I would like to. Yeah, I just did myself. Okay, the other one. If you look through the other one, you see you can't read it. So she couldn't. You can't read it. Got up early, saw it last night. I got up early this morning, and from the originals, made, I had fortunately a little photocopying machine at home. I made a new set of originals, and because of an old relationship with Ruby Heisler that runs a production room, got him to sneak me in time for this year. Just so you can feel it, it's still warm. Maybe hot off the press, maybe like a hot off the press. There. That on danger is that the union finds out call a strike. But I did also decide to change the whole thing around, which I did originally, but I'm not enough time to be supposed to make the photocopies and all, but he did the easy way out. He gave you nothing more than a copy of the old one 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was. And that next week he'll be massacring. Too much that has to tell me then to do it to you that way. So I redid this one, and we're breaking it up a little bit differently. We'll do the union of Khrushchev for today and a little bit the Ethiopian Jews. That's why that other one fits in, and then we'll do the Gehus, which has never been done here, I understand. The Shuli call, although I thought Rav Brunspiegel once gave something on Gehus, but they looked up and it's not the same thing, whatever saw that they gave. It's too much of an opportunity not to relate halachically to the Mi Yehudi issue, which is basically an issue in Gehus. What are the absolutes of Gehus and the Akotan? So I think I should be able to do this. That's why I shortened it. Today we'll also touch upon other psuli called Agavucha, the special call of Kahal Kohanim, and make sure at least you know what are the psuli called when it comes to the Isur of Cholol and Halola. Seems to be an area in which there isn't clear understanding. Now I mentioned Shia, a real tragic case of a Kedushin, a Chasana that has to be cancelled, Chasana this coming Sunday, because it was found out that the girl, a wonderful woman, Baras Tshuva, did have a relationship with a Goy when on campus, and she was supposed to be marrying a Kohen. Knowledge that Nibur al-Akum is Asur al-Kohen is somehow not widespread. Why, I don't know. But it somehow didn't get into the curriculum. Because the personal counselor was a Fumrov who was aware of her past background and never raised any issue. And she found out herself and came to discuss it, but she didn't. Found out after discussing the Nidushar with me. And came back 2 weeks later and to reveal that that's our problem. All right, let me begin with formulating the shaila as we like to in our lawful amicable terms. The shofar, which according to the Rambam, was associated either with the various fertility cults, Avodah Zarah, some of the Zayot Avodah Zarah, as indeed it's come down to us in our time, the Castradinis, the castrated children of the Catholic Church, who recently in the 1930s, they were still castrating children so that they could have sopranos in their choirs, and it's something that parents did voluntarily, a covet for them. The Avodah Zarah background, to the castration of males to serve in harems, which is the two timing you find in the Rishonim, the Sinach and the Rambam. What should have been something lost in the darkness of medieval times, regrettably is now the light of wisdom of our times. And great wisdom, great concern for the Malthusian time bomb, for this demographic time bomb that they're worried about. Who's worried about? I don't know. If you read anything in now in world economy, you realize that the one thing that will save the economy of the world is an increasing population, not a decreasing population. And that the idea that the world population will outstrip the world food supply has already been disproven over and over and over again. Our food supply increases at a geometric rate far exceeding that of the world population. Nevertheless, there developed a group of a subset of society, largely in America and the other first rank countries, high economy societies, in which birth control is the norm. And once the family is complete, the simplest method of birth control that we have is vasectomy. Vasectomy is the birth control of choice among the upper middle class, wealthy class. You don't pay attention, I mention it publicly, you have to be observant Jews. So they even have the chutzpah to have a tie tack, which is a society, you know, the male symbol. Well, the tie tack looks like this. Please cut out. That's the vasectomy. This has become, a preferred method. I'm sad to report among Orthodox Jews as well, but that's another halacha they never learned. We have now, right now, two families discovered that they it's a halacha. And a psua doctor, Chushofa, this Chushofa, is also lovable because Hashem, he has to divorce his wife and leave his family. That's the halacha, Dindo Haisa. The Shaila was Ola al Shulchan Malachim when the surgical prostatectomy procedure was introduced. And in the prostatectomy procedure, there was, until very recently, a preferred method, surgical approach, which also involved making the man into a chushofa. We get the scientific basis down because this is the era of Tova Mada, so we have to. I even include a little diagram from the biology text, which I'll review with you soon. An outline in Shaila. Prostatectomy, voluntary vasectomy, has been exacerbated by what is Baruch Hashem, my successful movement, and that is the Baal Tshuva movement, bringing into our fold people who grew up under a different culture, where the vasectomy, as I said, was the accepted norm. And we now have a large number of Baal Tshuva who find themselves in this terrible predicament. Accepting the old mitzvos, they now cannot marry. Or worse yet, families that became Baal Tshuva altogether now must be broken apart because of the Yisur Lo Yogo Bekal Hashem. That's pretty much the Shaila that I like to orient on page 2 to see what the Makovas are for that and show you how they've been handled halacha lemaise by the Gedolei HaPoskim. We'll take a look at the Makom. I must say myself, it's a superb job of reproduction. You do it yourself, you come like this. All cross. Okay? Mishneh in Ha'orl, in Vamil Safayim. Ha'orl v'cholat meim l'yokl v'tumma. Mishayim v'abdeyem yokl v'tumma. V'tsuadaka v'shofa. Heim v'abdeyem yokl v'nishayim lo yokl. Okay. An oval has a chesron haguf, a chesron in his goof. He's not a mobile, not a mobile candy tumor. We're not talking about here shakers and not the colors. Meso echav machmila. He's an onus. He came to ask for shoes. He came to ask for shoes to do mila. The rabbi will ask him to also to do mila. Therefore, a kohen is his avodim are avdei kohen, the miknas kaspo, the eved of kohen is ochel betrum. His wife married to a kohen, she can eat trum. He cannot eat trum. Kol shofa, he didn't lose his kohuna status by doing the avodah or by having it done to him. Makes no difference. The onus of barotza. Therefore, hein v'abdeyem yochel, but nishayhem lo yochel. Why? Because she is nivala l'psula, and once nivala l'psula, she loses her rights as a nation's kohen. Her husband is a psula because he's lo yochel b'kal Hashem. Are you with us?
Just to get the definition
of
term, kushafa is a vasectomy,
right? Kushafa is a vasectomy. Suadaka is anything you want to say it is. We'll offer you several explanations, but most likely the suadaka is the method of castration as was done and still done by farmers who don't use veterinarians to do it. Testicles are put into a vial and they are crushed. Okay. Known in the trade as scrambled eggs. Yeah.
This was when the first ship was struck, but we have talked to the children of our halal. So the children can't eat the children?
No, he has the shop was a hollow. She's nibble of the sulo, the children don't have any kumi. Okay. But you most likely have figured out it's hard to have children on a kushofa, except for some shittas and shonim who want to allow a kushofa iso with two eshel holy. That was.
Well, they already told us that we're taking
the
vasectomy and just on partial vasectomy.
Same thing. It's another example. One example, other examples, but that would be an example where halachically vasectomized, if Mitzarechot, we'll see, is mashmah for most. The Shulchan will pick that up in the Shulchan. I copy the Shulchan for you, so you can give those examples of how you can have a sterile individual have children. Because the halacha of sterilizing and the mitzvah of sterility is not the same. Alright? If they didn't have any relations after he became a suadaka or kushafa, then she didn't lose her issues. It's not that his act of suadaka breaks her issues relationship. It's nivala of sula. If she was never nivala, then she doesn't lose her rights as an issues calling it. Okay, well, if post surgically they didn't have any marital relations, then our status as a nation's Kohen remains.
How come the Psalm Kahal doesn't mark here the Psalm Kohen?
Because it doesn't, it's not a gate. With the Psalm Kohen, she's not Lutheran.
But for the Laum. Baal.
Right. So it's a Suvah. So therefore, it's like she's a Nida. Like she's a Zov. She's a Suvah. But if what you're asking, then she should be able to remarry without the benefit of get. That how Isu status breaks the Isha Sish that we don't have.
Okay? I'm also asking about the Av, about himself, if he's a Kohen. How come, if Lo Yavo Bekal Hashem, how can he become, how can he still remain a Kohen?
That's not his fault. His father was a Kohen. He is. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That question. At the beginning,
you
said that
Hashem
has to protect
the
husband and
his wife. Absolutely.
So,
they can have relations, or they won't trust them to live together in the same house without it. Nothing. They can't sleep together.
Nah, but that
doesn't
disturb her status
in the Ishish. This is a Ishish. She's still the Ishish. Ish. At least she has to be a Kohen. She's an Ishish Kohen.
Okay.
The other play answer them. Otherwise, the act of suadaka will be another way of my pet to be matar and isha liyalma. Also, an atheist when he doesn't want to give a gift. Eidet suadaka. Kol shen nitsu habetim shalom. Afila achat mehem. That's how I can still remain fertile and not be able to remain married. Where the gid was cut below the corona. So see, gid lavda. That gid here means the penis itself, the male organ itself. Okay? Look, in the fine hay. Zel Psua, the end of the Omid, Tana Rabbanan. Kol Shenitzu Beishu Shalom, Afil Achas Mehen, Afilu Nikvu Afilin Muku, Afilu Chosro, a piece taken out, and then for the Shaitas come in, people need biopsy, what do you do a biopsy? So simple sterility workup. They often will lines from the male if there seems to be his problem, they can't find any sperm. I want to know why. And they'll ask for an open biopsy, an eagle biopsy. This is the moko for that shiloh. And the real shiloh seems to be a medical fact. Does this really interfere in any way, either by mamish causing sterility or by reducing the possibility of his being able to father a child? Since whatever the Gemara meant, the way we do it with Malazair, we know it doesn't have any effect on his procreative ability. Almost all the Achrayim have agreed that there's nothing to be concerned with Atiyalach. Sidi Sha'ulam doesn't allow it for that reason. We'll see what you post tomorrow with Malazair.
I understand why
it
should be relevant.
The
issue is not for
sterile,
the issue is for
doctor. Okay, that's what we'll see. That's what we'll see about a cloud, whether mole or animal, coming in a minute. Alright, if you can jump to Ayin Hay on the base, make a little bit of progress, you can fill in the rest yourself. Top of the Omid, Omar of Yudam Shmuel. Right? Dach bekulam, ich nie da hagid, nie da feise, mich ist gechute beten. kolos, mention nechras agid, nechras beitim, mention nechras kutibit. Here, halacha Moshe Sinai, there are three organelles or organs involved. Beitim, chute beitim, right, and the gid. Slightly is what's the chute beitim. Okay? Look at Rashi. I got reversed, I think. I thought it looked on the left side. Basin to Luyan Bahan, the Sochakis. And that, of course, is open, wide open to interpretation. If you'll jump to that Mado page in there. Look at the top figure. That's the sagittal section, where you visualize playing with this plane, this way down. Okay? You see the Avel Zohar, the glance penis. In there is a tube called the urethra. That's the Mokom HaShetan, that's where the urine comes out, and that's where the Shechva Zera comes out. But watch how the Shechva Zera comes, how it goes rather. Okay? You see the Beta, the testis. On the Beta, there is an epididymis. This epididymis does not look the way it appears in the picture. If you look under a microscope, it is made up of convoluted finest hairline tubules curled up so that you have a massive coiled hair-wide tubules. That each beta has this epididymis on it. On top of the beta, or from the beta, as you can see, there are collecting channels that goes into the epididymis. In the epididymis, the sperm undergo what's called capacitation. They begin to mature. Without being in the epididymis, without that being an epididymis, the sperm will not mature. They will not grow their tails, or the tails will not become motile. This can be felt by a doctor, by a urologist, in examining the patient. Felt in the boots. You can feel and know where to look. You can feel whether there is an epididymis there. One of the major causes of sterility is the failure of the epididymis to have ever formed during embryonic life. Okay? Each epididymis then ends up into a larger tube called the vas deferens. The vas deferens takes a strange route to the outside. And that's the basis of the halacha. The strange route is, you see what happens. Now visualize the end of the glans penis. You see with the cavernous body, that's a part of the penis, that's the spongy part of the body of the penis. But where you have that little indentation, that's your end that you see mibachutz. You're now inside the body, okay? Where approximately at the level where it says rectum, or between Kalpa's body and rectum, the other side is the cavernous body. So watch what happens. The advanced deference goes into the body, curves around, and there, on the right-hand side, receives a duct that penetrates the vas deferens from the seminal vesicle, from the prostate, from Kalpa's gland. Together, they make up the semen. The shichva zera is the combined exudate from the seminal vesicle, which is the sperm, from the prostate and Kalpa's gland, which are the liquid containing, besides the watery medium for the sperm to swim in, it also provides all the nutrients that the sperm needs for climbing up all the way up into the fallopian tube of the woman. That long, long journey, when measured by the number of lengths of the body of the sperm, if you measure that by you, it would be miles to go. The sperm head has no energy source at all. All the energy comes from the seminal fluid. In the seminal fluid, there's a large concentration of fructose, fruit sugar. It's the fructose that provides the energy. The seminal fluid also is a strong buffer. The vaginal tract is acidic. Acidity will destroy the sperm, and the seminal fluid provides a buffering that allows the pH to be neutralized while the sperm climbs up. You can now visualize on your own what could possibly go wrong to cause an infertility in a couple. There could be not enough sperm, not enough semen, not enough fructose, and that part of Kadosh Baruch Hu's boast that the Maseach Shel Rechem keeps in his own little pocket. It's Ad Hayom, we don't know how to steal that key away from him. What do you think could have been Kushafa in the time of the Gemara? It had to be, obviously, something on the outside. The only thing they could be talking about is something on the outside. Now, what doesn't show here, which you can draw in, is the chute basin that Rashem most likely made reference to as part of the vas deferens. Because when you open up the scrotum, you can see that the testicles are hanging on ligaments. They're things that are connecting the testes to the rest of the body. Here too, you see a little bit deep in the throes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is a strict temperature control that is necessary for the testis to be able to produce sperm, or better yet, I'm sorry, I said something wrong, I'm sorry. I said seminal vesicle is a sperm, I'm sorry. The sperm is made in the seminiferous tubules, which don't show on here. Seminiferous tubules, they are in the testis itself. The sperm goes out in the epididymis, I said, collect in the epididymis, climb up, are joined by the seminal vesicle fluid, prostate fluid, and Kalpa's gland fluid. The sperm itself, the sperm, the fertilizing cell that is produced in one group of cells in the testis. The testis consists of two types of cells, seminiferous tubules and interstitial cells. Interstitial cells produce the male sex hormone, and the seminiferous tubules produce the sperm. The gidin that hold the testes from flopping around are temperature sensitive. That's why when you play a game of basketball and you go take a shower, again, if you're observant Jews, you'll note that the scrotal sac hangs slackly. On a cold day, and you undress, you'll notice that the scrotum is high up against your body. The testis must be 2 degrees below body temperature. Body temperature 98.7, they must be below 96. Too far below, there'll be no production of sperm, because the cold will shut it off. Too high, there's no production of sperm, the heat shuts it off. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you thermostatic yidin on a hot day, or when you overheat from exercise, the testes try to get away from the heat, and the yidin extends, elongates to push it down. On a cold day, so it shouldn't be again too cold, the testes are drawn high up against the body. It's interesting, in some mammals, the wild animals like the rodents and so on, the testes are always in the body, except during the reproductive cycle, during the reproductive season, they drop out into the scrotal sac, but the rest of the time the gidim pull them back up. You all heard in the summer of a aberration known as undescended testicles. A person undescended testicles will not be able to be molded. If not discovered early enough, which means before age 8, they'll never be able to be molded. But that exposure for 8 years to high temperature will destroy the cells that have to produce the sperm. The so-called seminiferous tubule cells will be destroyed, and it'll be a permanent occult. One of the great tragedies is when such a thing happens. Even though according to the protocol, a pediatrician who checks the child is supposed to check, one of the things he's supposed to check is, are there testes in the scrotum? And if he didn't, he goofed on that one. Besides the fact the child will not be molded, he doesn't know he has undescended testicles, he also runs a risk of their turning cancerous. At the higher temperature, there's a much higher incidence of seminomas, of cancers of the testes. Rashi is most likely referring to those gidim, but they're easily seen. They, intriguing to question, what would happen if you do cut those gidim? Would the patient become an okol because of the failure of the temperature control now? Possibly, but you needn't assume that. It's clear, as we'll see, that the Gemara knew very well that they're part of the chutim, were places that carried the zera, as we'll see in a minute. And therefore, they realize that this is an interruption of the conduit, of the transport of the sperm as well. Why Rashi says, Gidim, that the basin Turuyin Behem, I don't know. Yeah.
It's not possible to cut the Gidim without cutting the transport, it's possible, right?
I said, I don't know what the consequence would be. Would that really make him into an occult? But the general cloud is that these are procedures which, if done fully, properly, will lead to sterility. Most likely we need certain to reduce fertility. Whether it would lead actually to sterility, I don't know. Never able to get a straight answer from a urologist how serious a defect that would be.
So, the gid is not that which brings the sperm deferent. I mean, maybe he was talking about he was cutting the deference.
So which one?
I mean, when he talks about cutting the chute basin, how do we know he's referring to the gid?
No, the basin pulling. Look, not the gid.
I mean the thing, the temperature control.
Yeah, because he used the Russian, right? That's the Russian he uses. Basin tulluyan then. Based on that, totally on the bad death. It doesn't look like it's totally on that. But maybe I said maybe actually. This is a equal in the whole law. Alright? If you look at the other section, not this one, but this section, and you see here, you'll see the relationship, and you also see why the prostate causes such difficulty. The prostate completely surrounds the urethra, which is the place where both the shechva zera and the shetan have to go out, and therefore if that prostate enlarges and compresses, then you have urinary retention, etc., and your patient has to be helped on an emergency basis because he cannot urinate. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu made it into such a precarious position the enlargement of the gland should squeeze around it. Some of them, it's better that way than any other way, but that's what it is. Here, in this section, you can see what I meant by the coiling of the tubule. You see here, they show it a little bit better. You have these convoluted tubules which end up, that is the epididymis, that ends up into the vas deferens. Now you see the place. Here, watch the topography, right? You see there's your urinary bladder on top. Goes up into the, swings around the urinary bladder and comes back down into the urethra, right? Again, fresh memory, the two kidneys, two ureters come out of the kidney, right? And they join to form a urethra, which goes out to the gid, to the male organ, the bachus. Okay? You have that clear. Now we can see what Allah wants to say. It's one of the problems that I hope, Hashem, that you overcome in your own lives. You don't open your mouth to talk in Allah until you know at least what the facts are. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew the facts. Kadosh Baruch Hu shalat ba'olamo. He gave Allah to his world, not for an imaginary world, not even an imaginary world that some Achonim imagine. Either because of false information or because of failure to obtain any information. Let's pick up the halacha now. Yeah.
The Mishnah
says that the Torah filled with the Sarah Kashi. Yeah, it's a one gig. He's talking about the penis itself.
No, there are different types of for the chakra.
Not up until the corona. That's the atara, the cleft in the penis. The part from the cleft on, that's extraneous, that can do without. In children who are born hypospadic, instead of the nekev being here, the nekev is here. If it's the malam and atara, if the nekev is the malam and atara, it will not cause anything but cosmetic problems. Doesn't necessarily call hyperspadia one, it doesn't make any sense. So that if you have, the neck is supposed to be here, the runs through here, and sometimes this neck is over here, sometimes it's over here, on the bottom, then it may be that the child will not be able to urinate without sitting down if he doesn't want to wet his shoes. That's the problem. It's one of the reasons for doing what you should. What halakhic problem comes from that? No mila. We don't make mila on such children until they're 2 years old. Why? Because you need the foreskin in order to complete the urethra. The reason that it's like here is over here is because the urethra ends over here. You want to make it over here, I don't have any urethra, I need new skin. Well, find me skin on your body that doesn't have hair on it. It doesn't grow hair under hormonal stimulation. Either the palms of your hands and soles, which then will cause scarring and impaired function. No other skin that has no hair on it, except the atara. Except the skin around the atara, the so-called ola. So what they do is, they wait until the ola is big enough, and then they use that ola skin to complete the urethra. That's the surgery of hypospadia, why we have to delay mila sometimes. I just had a child last week from California. What do you do about such a child? They won't do the surgery for 3 years. It's a very complicated thing. I got to give it a name before the bliss. What's the problem? Of course, it's already passed. The kid is already 8 months old, and it's still an it. Because someone passed it, you can't give a name before the bliss. If you do, the name will never be used again. No halachas. Between that and bugs on lettuce, you got the whole thing of cooler.
I understand that the Mishnah, it's first time for the second time. So the healing
of the
is all still there perfectly. So
it's
not
the
Mishnah
Oh,
we said it.
I know we'll have to make it through the pressure of
Nishat Hagid. Moses, either the Gid
right.
or the Hute Beitim
right.
or the Beitim.
So I'm checking, I mean, there are three totally separate things. That, and the criteria.
No, the Beitim, if Kovos, not to Kosus, there are a lot of ways to get rid of it, then crushing, cutting, slicing, and so on. But those are also, but Kushafa, the Hute is limited to a cutting operation, a deletion of something.
So that could either be from.
Yeah, you can cut it right off this leg. That's a push-up. Really, to emasculate, right? Or castrate, as we cut off the victim, right? Or the vasectomy, where you cut off the chutim.
The Mishnah was referring to the first leg.
No, no. Mishnah did what?
The
more leg.
The line Mishnah did.
Right. Okay. There, we're holding all that. The Mishnah explained was that the gid, we define the penis now. As the organ up to the corona. What goes after that is a little extra, Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah.
They didn't have those in the second arterial, they cut the best different.
They sure did.
Okay.
I don't think they cut it. They crushed it, I think. Because in an animal where it was done, maybe in humans too, it is not hard to sell a knife. Now they sell an instrument which will cross to that difference. There. To make an animal sterile, but from the, all the cases that the Gemara gives, they mean a search is kind of surgical intervention, whether it was done punitively or injury or accidental injury, etc. Let's just sort of pick up the dialogue.
Well, we don't have any
cases
for the back leg as well as within the body.
Yes, what I did, I showed you that the vas deferens exists two places, the same vas deferens, of course. One on the outside, lying in the scrotum. One where it curves all the way up to the bladder, comes back around the prostate gland and goes down. So see, la halacha, that was the big chiddush, the Chazon Ish, not his chiddush only, I think you can find the colors earlier too, that we have to differentiate between the two locations of the vas deferens. Same vas deferens, but the chilik, where the cut is made. Tzur daka kushofa asurim niso yisraelis umutorim begeras umushocher. You with us? Okay. Rabam Yuval married a begeras, Sof Yomov, the leader of the Turikate. Married a friend of Geras who comes to our home, maybe to your home too, once a year to collect money. And they asked how come he married a Geras. He said because he was a Khrushchev. And he had undergone a prostatectomy operation. I'm sorry, I'm calling the attention again to it. So you figure it out for yourself already, but if you look again, if you have to remove the prostate, you have an access to the testis through the vas deferens for infection to establish itself. Visualize, I cut through, I opened up the belly, I now made always some bacteria get in, I have an infection that starts in the prostate. If it gets out of hand, it'll climb up the vas deferens, right? Down into the testis. To prevent that, the standard surgical procedure, up until very recently, was to remove a section of the vas deferens. That is to break the channel of communication between the prostate, therefore, so that the infection thread cannot establish itself. That's where the push-up and prostatectomy joined. So it happens that, Lach Lamaisa, it's really a moot point, although no one seems to know about it. And many doctors, the older doctors, do the procedure because that's how they learned. But the advent of antibiosis, all the evidence is in, since we treat with antibiotics anyway, standard procedure after surgery, prostatectomy, put the patient on antibiotics, then there is no increased incidence of infection if you don't cut teeth. So that there is now a good surgical procedure, good surgical technique if you do not cut the that difference. Yet people do so, and the halacha is a terrible thing. But then, as we'll see, if it is part of a surgical procedure necessary for the patient, it may be defined as bidei shamayim, part of the original illness. If it's an unnecessary procedure because the doctor was shomazel, then it's called bidei adam, and then he becomes a kushah for an also love of a call.
So bidei shamayim doesn't.
Now we come to now. Okay.
Where the cut is made.
That's what we're talking about. That the head of the Chemish, for the Old Testament, was basically set upon the location where the cup was made. We'll come to it in a minute. I gave you I made a copy, a photocopy of the section of the Chemish where he discussed it. Alright? Vatilakoyen Shub Suadaka, Muto Lisa Gieres, Umishacheres. He's also Mutter B'Mamzeres. Why? Because he is a P'sul Kohal and she's a P'sul Kohal. There's no Yisro of Yobo B'Kahal.
So he's allowed to be married to a woman in the middle of the Nasser.
I'm sorry?
I mean, this coin, he's allowed to be married to a nibble of
the
I mean, a case of something.
Yes, the Pashtus would be yes.
So
the only problem that sticks out is why he's still a Kohen Megabe Achila Betum. Right. So the Shaila is, where does that Issa come from, Nivola? Is it part of Issur, like Kohol Viki Issur, as Pashas you think so? I know, don't know a place where it said so, but nevertheless.
That case, Sunday, if you love to go so much, you go to an operation and marry?
Then it'll be also love of a Kohol, because he's doing it. He's doing it willfully. Okay.
This is Torah
willfully. Is that willfully? Yeah.
This is Torah willfully.
Yes.
So he wouldn't be able to marry that girl.
There'll be, but he'll be also. He'll be good. But that what he's doing is also an Issur of love. Regular Issur of love.
What's your difficulty with a ship from America? Why is it Israeli?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't the Yor the Israeli for this case that she can't be shipped?
Why does she do it?
Why
she can?
Yeah, why isn't she Israeli? Why after
Kushab? After Kushab?
No, why after you were there, considered a Israeli such that she can't marry this guy either? This guy can't marry her.
Oh, because he's dead. So Loch of Gears. Gear saying Makal. Gwera mean Kahal Gaidan, and that's not regular Kahal. How they only can call. Yeah, that's still again. Nice, I mean, you've been brainwashed, you know. After this, I get him, he's supposed to marry him. It doesn't follow that way. Okay? Right there. And after this, I get up, shot is, you love to see them get married. Doesn't mean you love to marry them. It's a big shift. Right there. And zel to a dakwa, kol shenipsu habeitim shelo, ukushofo kol shenicha tagit shelo. And here we have it. Ubegimu evorim efshar sheyivso hazacho begid bebeitim. And watch this language now. Ubishvilim shebehem nizbasho shechwazera, behem hanikron chutebeitim. We had Rashi's shalom. All the Shayim will have this Kabbalah. Now let me give you something that is pure Torah. 1964 was when we learned that the sperm matured in the epididymis in the vas deferens. Where did the Gemara, where did the Shayim pick up such a lashon? Shebehen nizbashel shifazera. When the shifra zera ripened, who do they know that shifra zera come out unripened? They got to ripen later? Where they can pick up that stuff? How do they know that? They said many times, whatever the halacha demanded of scientific information came down halacha Moshe Mitzrayim with the halacha. This is a statement that just is, I mean, it is so mind-boggling, the concept even. Where would you have a notion that a zera needs bishul? Why should it occur to them that a zera should be made immature, non-ripened, has to ripen later? But this came down to Kabbalah. This is what we know. This is a Kabbalah who, Shalit Golomo, as you said several times already, he knows what he did. He told the people, watch out for the zera, watch out for the skut, I'm telling you what it does. So you can relate to intellectually to what I'm telling you. And in this chutim is when it's Basho Hazera. The Kivan Shenitza Echad Mishosha Ivor Melo, O Nicha So Nidach, Hare the Posh, Keta Nitza Gi, O Nidach, O Shenicha So Hatova, O Lamala Mea Tova, right? Posh, Nicha Behosha Tova, Vishtam Emeno, Akilu Kuchut, Asano, right? Muko Bakalagi, Posh. Next halacha is Machlokes Rishonim. What if the cut was made diagonal so that even though you left part of the atah, but part of the atah entered the cavernosum, that cavernous thing, so that you see that the halal entered the halal, whether that is most likely of the Machlokes might have been based upon whether he's molded or not molded. I don't need solo for the Machlokes. Machlokes Kabbalah. Whether that kind of an injury cut, where the cut was straight down, we know the clothing, put that side left, higher than the corona, kosher, it's cut out of the diagonal, where you're leaving a lot of the gid, lefnim atah, but part of the injury extends past the atah, is that also a kushav or not? That's what my focus is showing. Let's just skip a little further. Down to Chet. Oh, but better Zion first. Nichesu habeitim olachas mehem, o shenitzachas mehem, o shenigdu achas mehem, o shechosfo shenikvo, harei the posse. What says the Nekev Meshuvah Shmini, whole goes two and two. Okay, Niko, right? There, halacha l'maisa, we pretty well disregard this halacha. Don't fully know what it is, so we reinterpret the halacha a little bit by learning Nekev Mefulash means su and su from one side to the other side. That gives us coverage of the halacha. Even though clearly Nekev Mefulash usually means from the outside to a cheder, to a cholo on the inside. And that we do in a biopsy. We do move a full section. But halacha lemaisa, we don't worry about nikar because the evidence shows, interpret however you want, evidence shows that it's not nechasa klum, it doesn't interfere in any way, and that's a halacha l'moshe Sinai. All these actions are actions that affect the individual's fertility, whether permanently, temporarily, but it has to have some impact on the procreativity of this individual. If it doesn't, it's not included in the suri sodas. Nichrusu chutei beitzim o achas mehen o shnidach and itza harei the posse. Next halacha, I can't tell you what it means. Okay. And some of the shayin already mentioned they don't understand fully what it means. Nikav chut vi chutei beitzim v'shvil meraglayim v'areyu makal mayim mishvil mayim u'mishvil shechazera harei the posse. You don't know what it means because, as I showed you, the connection between the Shvil Azera and Shvil Chuti Mayim, Shvil Mayim, occurs high up, and there's always one common opening for the Shechva Zera and for the Shetan. So, what it means that an injury happened which caused a fistula to form, that's what he's talking about, a fistula to form between the vas deferens and the urethra. And therefore it comes up from the same place, but it always comes from the same place. So there's something chosav here. But obviously he's talking about an injury that causes the vas deferens to join lower down into the urethra. And that happens, it can happen from surgery, it doesn't heal well, it can happen from injury, it's called a fistula. where a channel connects the two. And that's also a course. I didn't cut the chutim, but I short-circuited the chut hazera. I had suddenly having to go up and down, and now short circuits goes right into the urethra in the gin. Mind you, Bidei Shemayim, not the French word, as accidental or intentional. Bidei Shemayim means without the intermediation of a man. Okay? Bidei Adam means that a man was involved in this injury. He himself is the man. If he's running through the forest naked and a thorn bush makes him into a kus shofar, that's called Bidei Adam. Okay? Avol en nolag kushofa op tzudaka, o nolag lo beitzim, o shachola machmasat gufo u botu yumena leivora melu, o shanola behem shtin vehimso so kosan, hareze kosha lova bekal, shekol eile bidei shamayin vaharamba. Avol rashi, rosh, lo mikri bidei shamayin ela de ramim, lo borod, ome meimu, av de choli kosha bidei yodah, lo posa. Bavli seems to be machia that holy is called Bidei Shemayim, and Yerushalmi seems to be machia that holy is called Bidei Yodah. The Geos, of course, halacha l'maaseh tremendously. Prostatectomy is always in response to a holy. So a man intervening because of a holy, according to the Bavli, according to the Rambam, is called Bidei Shemayim. Man intervening, even because of holy, according to Rashi and the Rosh and Yerushalmi, is called Bidei Adam. Yudalus. Also, Lahashtid Zera, Ben Azer, Evore Hazera, Ben Bodom, and Ben Mechaibol, and Betmein, Bechatel, Ben Mesor, and Chutzor. Ha Mesarit, Tokim, and Atorah, Bechol Moko. Afil Mesarit, Acha Mesarit, Tokim. Okay? That's why, Jew cannot be a veterinarian. Veterinarian bread and butter business is castrating and spaying. Gotta make a living. Unless you're want to get involved with Kesher Hashoyim and go to the racetracks and be a horse veterinarian. But otherwise, a so-called natural, normal veterinarian that has a practice, you see, is fine at the animal hospital. The equal law that they do is this isolav of the hafsid evori zera, therefore Allah Maisa, it's really not possible to be a veterinarian. The Shaila, many people have an interest in biomedical research. Have that Shaila now, Allah's doing, going through Al Musa for many years, his son is a very competent researcher at Rockefeller. On a project which involves either hypophysectomized and ovariectomized rats, ovaries taken out of the rats. You might know or you should know. It's a machlokes, the Gaon, and almost everybody else. A female, it's only the Rabbanon, according to most Shittas. The Gaon says, Isra Se. It's allowed, not allowed, but it's an Isra Deraita and Isra Se. Whereas most of Shem hold that it's Nisa the Rabbon, Rachilik. One of the things, Nisa the Rabbon is the Raisa, as you know, the Raisa is Lamatas Malkis, and the Rabbon is Makan also Shetesi Nafsha. So, there doesn't be much comfort to know it is a Rabbon. It's also to do so. You can't do that kind of research. Okay?
What is the Raisa?
The doctor about the money, the going close, it's over here in Kochi. If you can read it someplace, doctor about he calls it. Vatilu Mesare Sacha Mesare Sloke. כיצד הרי שבו איך לדקור השגיד ואף לקור השביצים ונותקון ואף לקור השותי ביצים ואף המוח השגיד ואף הנותקו ואף לקור סוף כולם לוקים אף אפי שאוסיר את אחמון אלו מסורת בין ביודם בין בבין בחי ואופי המסר את הכל הקבר בין בודם בין בשם מינים פוטו רב הרסו
פוטו רב הרסו מרסו 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 The last part is again as first halacha lemaisa. The fire tachan acharis is the real problem we have with Zman Hazeh, with the Baalei Teshuva. Why? The only hope you have for those who are pesekim while in their other life is to send them to somebody who will restore, do a reverse pesekimah. The trouble with the reverse vasectomy is when you did the vasectomy, these where you cut out, these ends die, wither, shrivel up. The only way you can reverse the vasectomy is to have live tissue to sew under a microscope, very delicate surgery. They can remind you this whole thing, I want you to know the opening of this vas deferens is the width of a hair. You have to sew stitches and not catch a stitch on the other side to close it up, right, to maintain the patency. The only way to do that, start surgery, is you have to cut off another piece here, then you pull it together, now I have fresh live tissue, I can sew it together. The other tissue is shriveled, the scars, the river. Well, that's Messiah Tachamasaris. Well, after the series, well, after I cut another little piece of the tissue. The second one is an Issa the right, the same as the first. Once the Ikatilus have to be something which interferes with both, with the ability to be molded, that's the other question. But the halacha of Sirus, the Saga Takamasari, the halacha of Meshim Sinai, that's also right. The Leila, the Shaila is, how can you reverse the second? He has to commit an Issa the right to reverse the second. The second cutting, to remove the dead tissue, you have to cut into live tissue, and have to cut in a bit. So this piece that he removes over there is another act of sealess. But now we have
tissue?
To now, huh?
You're going
to
be dead tissue.
Not tissue. You have to cut live tissue. Once you're cutting dead tissue, you're still dead. You got to cut a piece into live tissue. That piece is already live tissue. It's a Messiah Tachamasai. That piece you cut out is enough to make an original sealess. What here the shayla? I'm citing halachas here. What here the shayla is? Does intent change? First Masaris was to remove a piece of tissue to make him into a solace. Second Masaris was to remove a piece of tissue to make him into a molding. It's the mice is the same. I remove a piece of tissue from the vast difference, but the carbon is entirely different. One is a method to restore fertility, one is a method to interrupt fertility. Is it no chili can have up in there? Or they say, it's an Issa Maisa Makindu, because no ask that Maisa, regardless of your intent. Okay?
Also, the other possibility is that trying to be mockery for the example that he gave, the first guy comes from one place and from the country to another place.
That's not a question. You see, not saying that. You bring all the, and they're showing them. I'm the Gemara Yavam, it's not really. All Chatak, another piece of food, doesn't make a difference for one and three involved. No. Okay? I gave you Asalam Alakusi. I said, I think that we'll finish this yourself. Our schedule that means we must finish this work today because we'll not accomplish anything next on the holy and have it Mamza with the beginning to discuss.
Is that
after
the
Shiloh? Huh? No, I'm going to answer the Shiloh. I'm going to yeah, got to leave over Shabbos. They wanted to join the Chom. We'll get you out of this mess in a minute. Just a minute. Okay? Turn to page 10, the Chazonish. Okay? I gave you the mock up, you want to look it up yourself, the Eben Ezra. In Hilchot Tzvi Berivia, Mark and Simi Yud Beis, sub
sub-simon paragraph Zion. Okay? It's nice and big because I have a 120% on my machine. I can make it a little bit bigger. It's only a small section. I blew it up, so... since last time I spoke to the boys, you've gotten older, you may need a little bit bigger letters. Hine, kefi hayadua, api arotim, hashvili nechnosim la'omek, b'guf, va'ovrin, כמו חצי קשת עד שנכנסת לגיד now by using our biology books we don't understand the Chazunish that's Tova Mata the Chazunish knew the biology book that's now listen to the description right it's Ovin כמו חצי קשת right a bow it bows around that's how you pass through a shayman that's why he's the Chazunish okay עד שנכנסן לגיד ואובן דרך הגיד בזום לחוץ ומידה להוסקו בגמור הפוסקן משמע במוקום שהשבילים בפנים אינן בכלל פצוע דקה ואין הניסו אלא הם נפצע ונידע בגיד ובעצי לחוץ שבהם אבל החוצים הפנימיים שבסוף הגוף ויחי נסתרת לקיס השבילים בסוף הגוף וכל מוקום אינו נפצע בכל ודינו כשאר עוקר וכסורס חמה מה שקוס לטייס עושה את החבר ואת את הסט שלו the rest you read yourself that's based upon that problem the rest is really the problem we mentioned before that somehow they had a Kabbalah that if there are two separate shvilim which sometimes can be made to join to a fistula that's the second half of the Chavainish but this is the other question okay what he's saying is what will be the Yisuf so now we skip now go back to it so you understand you have look in the Ebenezer Yud Beis HaMashke Kosher Yikor Yodom HaMashal Balachayim Teh Vatasso הרי זה עושה ואין לא כנולו וישו מוטל את פריש שעוזיקים זה לצל ששוטל את ודזול איסו לא לא בכל so if I make an operation and I make him a sorif there it's no different than kosher mikor I did something to make him sterile but not a kusha you
talking about the shetach
huh? no that he it was the moko for many years to be matir a patient after prostatectomy right there were two makos for the head though. One to define it as Sris Chama because it came Machmat Holi and therefore even though not to be the Adam for the cure it is not an Isu love of a call or to time it that it's not a Kushafa to begin with yes it so happens it's also to interfere with the procreativity of any animal, any male animal more clouds even remember Nikal Kabalto a rooster you cut off his comb which supposedly caused him psychic damage or ego loss and therefore he will not compete for the chicken and therefore he's effectively a solid but apart from that thing Mutsa that's me Bahut that's okay that's what he it's like psychological warfare that's not Khrushchev otherwise the kosher ikon is also also so this is not different than kosher also that will be to do it but say call now also we know what to do it he's still we should go to nefesh or whatever it's fine we have no problems with that one but the Yisur love of a call to say Ein Breda this is what Allah says that does not apply yeah
So
in which part does the pussy survive?
Inside the
which part
does
it find? In the pie, the part in the scrotum. What do you find in the scrotum? In the kishel basis. That was the only part that they could work on. They were never had the chutz. We're talking about the abdominal wall. They didn't have that ability. Touched around on the outside. You can get away with it if you avoid a massive infection. It's not going to be life threatening.
And
definition saying that if you do it with knees, therefore it doesn't have the same.
Yeah, no din of push up. Okay? I picked you a few things on the Eagle's Motion.
Huh?
Is
no problem
for me. No problem of love of God. Two separate lovers. One for the Issa.
Right, but
then
all
the problems and the push. If you hold up, that's on this. I mentioned to you Bama Blau, we had that problem, and that's why on Tavshin Lamed Aleph, which was long after the Chazon Ish was printed, Israel makes reference to it, the Shaila was being posed because they didn't want to trust the Chazon Ish, Shlagayans, I think, or something. Okay? Somebody voted an election or something that made him possible as a power law. Okay. Hini Varechot Shenatalo Nitur Bidog Var HaKolat HaMayim Shehosin Zeh HaRofim Bafosta V'Rof HaRofim Inat Sinam Mishnidim HaOchim Misham LaBeitim V'Shul Zeh In HaMolid In Yesh B'Zeh Yisub Tzuudak Hini B'Yavomet HaMarabah Tzuud B'Kul And Dof B'Kul And Kol B'Kul And Boshmayim Kul And Gid B'Beitim V'Chuti B'Beitim Mashma Shai Yosef Rekha ואחרי כוסר הרמב״ם, פרק הזין לסורביה, שלוש שאיבור ונפשו שהיא פוסר הזוכות בגיד, כסוגית בביתם בשביל שבאין תספר של זר שבו זר. הן אין פעם חוץ לביתם. והוא משום שיוסר משלוש של לקר. הן לא של שוכן אורך, ואיך אנו מקום חוץ לביתם, ויש רשע ירקו לנו חוץ לביתם, הביתם תלויים בהם סוך הכיס. והן הוא בטור שכוסר החוץ שביתם תלויים בהם. פושט שגם הרמב״ם שפוסר בשבילים שבהם תספר של סוכו זרע, הן נקי חוטי ביתם, גם כן כוונה של החוטים של תלויים בהן הביתם. משום בחוטים של חקיף, ובשאולים ולא בהשבילים שנמצאו בו פוסטת. Okay? Now that's true. The maturation occurs in the epididymis part. After the epididymis and the vas deferens really is one and the same. The epididymis is the coil part, which then widens out to a bigger lumen to become the vas deferens. The bishul, if the bishul occurs in the epididymis, I said. Dosen hashvili hu rak vahutzi hazera me'agup ha'adei agit zera, zeh shekvah mizbash v'chutin, shebetot kis ha'veitim, shvakein lahusu v'hatkir, shechut nei lahim v'soch ha'kis. Imachat shekosta v'tizbash v'shechot zera, v'hutzu v'ol ma'anei, and ikon v'di v'itim, ein zoch yosu v'farish. How is that for a statement made not soon after they discovered that the zera are mizbashel there? So there was such common knowledge to the people where the zera is mizbashel. I didn't have to tell you it was besoch hakis. Every idiot knows that the zera. Every idiot, but no urologist, no embryologist, no surgeon knew that until the 60s. Okay. But that's why it was a portrait of fingerprinting it, identifying it so clearly that what bothered my shvel, and this I pushed him on the thing many years, I feel it's a makokes Rashi and the Rambam, that only according to Rashi. Now, I left it loose for you, so a little bit of Haddish. I think that the Beitzim, Chitim, Shabetzim, Truim Behen, does not mean just the thermostatic gidim. It means the whole, what looks like a whole bunch of ropes, hangers on which you're hanging the basin. That includes the chut, which is the back deferens, which looks like it's attached to the basa, right? And that's where you find the chutim shabesa tluy then. I'm not telling you one is physiological connection, one is only a structural connection, one is involves the conduits of the zera, others involve just a mechanical support. The Kashan Mechalid essay. What Asha does do is localize the Kutin only to Hakis. Shakutin Tuyimen, that is Tohakis. When the Rambam, not mentioning Tohakis, may refer to the entire thing. But according to the Rambam, this heter of the Chazon Ish, I believe, is absolutely invalid. According to the Rambam, he's referring to the Kutim Shemis Basha Zera, that implies to say that he knew that it was this bashav in the early part of the kutib and not in the later part of the kutib. First, I don't know if this is 100% accurate. Number two, that's already too much chauvinism to think we do that much. With segments of the kutib. That's why it's not such a dramatic thing, because you see the big heter comes in that is called chizkano, not bidea. And if it comes to a choli, it will be matter for that reason.
So
then you got it. Yeah.
According to
the Rambam,
you got
it. Yeah.
The
it's always nice when halacha l'maaseh is on my plate. It's very good.
That doesn't help.
Only helps there is it affects me, which will come to that's the last shot of that. Okay. Now, so what is he here? Rishi goes to Raposkim, the end of the second column. A doctor asked him, should I better avoid cutting the vas deferens so that it's not to introduce the problem to the doctor, but I increase the possibility of infection? He told him not to do it. Because it increases the sakana to the patient, Chazim should order him, no, you do it the regular way, and you be certain on this heter that where you're cutting is not part of the Tzua Daka areas. There are three areas of Tzua Daka, and they are limited to be only in the scrotal sac, not b'snim. Okay? Yesh rotzo lomar, she yesh lahatir mishim shevshu lacholi shenatir v'day shemayim hukha farofi lichos shekei tzuva rambam sham alocha tes vol vachon hosim ka rambam ayin babach, at azen, right? Yesham mishmash hapoyt again, avotam ver lekha v'adayin lekha choli b'shvil leilu ala rak dilchote rak mishah shemi yed alekes שזה מסתבר שאף הרמב״ם הוא בידי אדם. אבל איזור שום טעם כי הוא מותר בפשיטוס מאחר שנאמר על ההן הפילטר לא שבפנים הגוף. So what's this? This was a little lesson in the development of Psak. From Tovshin Mamedalit, right? 15 years ago, the Shver would not accept the idea that a prophylactic surgical procedure to avoid a problem should be called machmas. The four should be identified as bidei shemayim or sriv cham. Since you're doing it now, the patient's perfectly healthy insofar as the vas deferens is concerned. And you're cutting it because maybe it'll lead to infection. That's called bidei adam. Even though your motivations are good, but it's still called bidei adam. And therefore, the only reason it's mutter is because of Flemish's observation that it's limited just to the three units and in the proper makom, in the one makom, mainly in bibachutz. Not the Bifnir. Okay? In Simon Chofet, okay? Written Tavshin and Gimel. Okay, it's good to watch dates. Okay? That's some 9 years later. This should be written to my son, who was pushing him, and that time he was living in, Shreya was living in our home already. We worked very hard on this tshuva, took it all apart. Look at the end of that tshuva. Show you how you upstart your bullets. You should do the whole thing. It's really a nice tshuva because it tells a little bit. Off in London, it takes you a little bit far apart. I didn't give you this, not the whole truth, but watch the painting. I should have done this. Nun Zion, now you got the Samach, Samavot. I didn't photocopy the long Shuba, very, very good Shuba. You go through definitions, halachic definitions, very nice in this whole Indian. Pick up the last thing. Avol Afishi, Eshlon Yidia Mehofen, on page 12. Can you throw it in? Yeah. Okay, Avol Afishi, Eshlon Yidia. Mirote Munchen, of Munchen with Dr. Shimon Bostel. Okay, which stepped into Montefiore, with father, my son is in residency at Montefiore, Pagnacco. And he stepped him in to help clarify what is the matzit. Dam she yed bezech shash mamish of sakona. Yesh have a vote in the same as the Brit America. She holds in plumi with the Adera. The song from Armenia is a tool than antibiotic. Surgery already changed by then, and no one was compulsory to do it. So Yechlam is there. But in Tzorach HaCholah, by Tzir of Hashetem, Mahazir at HaHofim, Kriyasu Tzorach, Al Yechtro Rak Mash Tzorach HaCholi, Kresha Mephosek. And we use to Yehlo the Beis Cholim, Sheyein Mesalsen El HaChotim, Rak Mash Tzorach HaMachosem, Lu Dein Tzorach HaSalsen. Kach, Yesh Nino, Api Eitzer, Bechein Lamata, Ach, in Korah Shalach HaHofim, Shekein Tzorach, הדינו לפי נזדה תמצאתי למעלה, זה מייחש הרופי שנחש הרופי גודל מומחן, עושה זה מצד של סובו שכן עודף, וסובו כחלום על אירוף מהמומחן של נמדוקי, והחולם שבו לא בהם הרי בעצם עושה קרוגן, דחי וחולה, מהצוי ולא ילך לסרפו זה של רופי מומחן, כי איסו שכנוע על ידי שמר, כי אם יש רופי ידוע על הרופי מומחן, זה כשום איסו במה שהולך אצלו, ומה שאובה נפיר זה, כשרפו זה אני על די לפי נזדה תמצאתי What he's thinking of? What? But for what reason? And suddenly reevaluated. Although again, the same from the Chazanish, same head of Chazanish. But now that it became clear that this was really an integral part of surgery, that the idea of saying that this surgical procedure was done solely for prophylactic reasons and therefore may not be covered by the concept of Sris Chama, of Bidei Shamayim. May have to be reevaluated. Why? Much of what you do during surgery is not done just because I have to do this. Because of the healing process, I have to cut in a certain way. I have to remove a cancer. I remove a cancer, I remove a little more tissue, maybe there'll be more cancer there. I cut in a certain way so that my suture line should be easier to close and so on. That's not all part of the food. Yes, that's the nature of the whole surgical protocol is to do a mitzvah now, which also takes into account what could be in the future. That's what gives good surgery. Then he wants to decide to redefine that the so-called prophylactic surgery shouldn't be looked upon as a two-stage surgery. I did the prostate and then I did unnecessarily cut the vas deferens to protect for the future. It becomes part of one surgical procedure and therefore we reclassify all as Bidei Shamayim as this time. Okay? Although he never came out clearly a reversal. You see from that last line now, after speaking to a urologist, he's willing to reevaluate. But he went to a good, sure there are two ways to do it. But you went to a good doctor, and the good doctor did it in a way that he was taught to do by good doctors. And that's the way you do it, Michelle. And then the last one, that's all we have time for. That comes to the four Balsuba. We're going to hang you there, learned by his that deference. We have to get him out of the mess. Alright? אם מותר לנתח מי שאין יוכל להוליד מחמס שניסן חוט הזרע ואיך נקשר לכל דין מה שנעשה זו זה על ימי צעודם שקורם בעתק to me this shuva was written to me because I was the recipient I was a shaykhus from Baba Shabezdin he sent all these mother shaykhus to me so we suddenly found myself swamped literally swamped with tens I'm talking tens of the second mutations about the Chuvu found out, I guess they must have given it one to a shiur, but all found out at the same time. It's an issue about the second, an issue of the call. Made contact with a Dr. Silber in St. Louis, who had, according to literature, according to his reports, the best record. He claimed an 80% success in reversal of the second. And we began sending them to him, based upon this Chuvu. Okay? Essentially, what this Shuva says, and I want to give you glory Hebrew, the Maskana is indeed it's a brilliant Shuva because it again sets, it's a landmark Shuva. It sets into motion the possibility that other motivational factors must be included in evaluating these. But it says very clearly this. That a process which begins with an act which seems to be awesome.
The removal of a piece of tissue.
Since it is not a finite act, but is part of a protocol, which leads to a full process, then you don't stop and say, ha ha, you're cutting off a piece of a sector, a piece of tube, and you're making a vasectomy. I'm not doing that. I'm closing this tube. Closing a tube is not a vasectomy. It's not a push-up. How I close the tube, I must remove a little bit of tube and then close it. That's the part, that's the closure aspect. It's not an opening and a closing. And that is applicable. I found a mother to this in Shubas Ramor, Simon Yud, where he applied the same principle to Mefikas Hashem. He wants a tainer, and then absolute aspect of Mefikas Hashem, that it's also the Mimokin Hashem, is only when the intent is the Bizum. This is the purpose of the Mefikas Hashem. It's not the Bizum, it's not called the Mefikas Hashem. And it's maybe Yasalat Namais, of course, in old Shaila, when it's used for Shaila about the lead pipe. How can you melt down the lead pipe on the Chumash and Hashem Hashem there in the lead? And what do you do with the wasted material on the first printing that is smudged? It came up there. The whole process is the Hagel Tovah idea. The whole process is in order to add trouble to Kaddish Baruch Hu, to spread his credit, to improve the matzav of Torah study. You can't find it a dead reason. However, who gave him the right to introduce motivation into the city is a double question. Even Mechikas Hashem, he said motivation has to be included in the definition, and that's what we're talking about. In other words, to give a quick marshal, Jack the Ripper and the abdominal surgeon don't do the same ISA. It looks like they do the same ISA. Each one takes a knife and jabs into somebody's belly. No. It is qualitatively different. Not because the outcome is different. The hashkol is different. It's a qualitative distinction. When the surgeon cuts open the belly, it's not called cutting open the belly. It's called removing a tumor. When Jack the Ripper sticks a knife into somebody, it's called cutting open the belly. It is qualitatively a different act. Even though, as far as Easter night there, you say, look, it's the mamish. They're doing the same thing. It's not so. Where the sofo is mochiach al tchilaso, and we define the tchila, that's the basis of it for this hetter. This hetter, I want you to know, was machai making. Literally. I'm talking about certainly well over 100 people were Musa Rabba Papal, and not all of them underwent successful reverse vasectomies. And at the last point of this, we'll have to stop. What's called a reverse vasectomy? You have to prove that he made his wife pregnant, or is just the establishment of the patency, and it's in the shuvah. I brought to the show the information that shows that many people after vasectomy, because the sperm had no place to go, the body developed antibodies to their own sperm. And these people remain permanently smitten, even though now the sperm can go through the cut duct. As they go through, they get coated with antibodies from their own system, and therefore cannot fuse with the egg. So that they are sterile, but are producing sperm. Do you look upon the thing, well, they are not reversed the second. You still have the old vasectomy from both. Yeah, the shell says no. This is looked upon as if it became a famous in someplace else. There, the anatomical correction was made. The patency was restored to the dust. The fact that he now has another moon, he has now an immune reaction that makes his sperm unable to fertilize an egg, that should not be looked upon as an extension of the vasectomy, even though it was caused by the vasectomy. That was looked upon as an extraneous makla, then the tikusha flow was overcome, and then the musa was overcome. Okay? Let's stop here, Hashem. Make sure you pick out, I didn't have all.